I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, beloved, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. Glory to God. We always start the program off proclaiming and testifying that the Bible is right, and we're glad about it. We say that every week because we're glad that we have a source of truth, a source that's absolutely right that we can turn to. When we're confused and don't know what to do, we can go to the Bible and rely on its counsel. Why? Because the Bible is right. God is right. Amen. And what he says is immutable. It's infallible. Glory to God. The Bible says that God is impossible for God to lie. Amen. Glory to God. Isn't that wonderful? The Bible is right. Glory to God. Well, beloved, glory to God. We're in the book of Proverbs, if you've been with me a little while, and we're considering the 18th verse, and we had touched on a few things in that 18th verse. And in the King James Version, Proverbs 16:18 reads, "Pride goes before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall." Pride goeth before destruction. And then in the Positive Thinking Bible, it says it this way: too much pride will destroy you. Now, that's profound. When the Bible says that pride will destroy you, whoa, we better take a look at pride. Amen. Glory to God. And then we had touched on last week, we had touched on some things, and we had done the fact that too much pride, it says too much pride will destroy you because it makes you think you can do more than you're capable of. Pride will make you do more, that will cause you to think that you can do more than you're capable of. Pride can cause you to become arrogant. These are some of the things we covered last week. We said pride can cause you to become arrogant. Pride destroys you because you're no longer in reality. You're in some kind of your own world where you think you're just everything and a piece of toast too. Amen? And pride can give you an inflated view of yourself. Glory to God. When you fall into pride, it's found out that you don't take the necessary precautions and preparations. Amen? When you're full of pride, we can handle this on our own. We don't need no help. We can do it. And then it hits, and you discover you can't do it. How many women or how many men have said, I can do this, I'm leaving, I can take care of myself? How many children have said, I'm leaving home, I can do it, I got this, I can do it myself, goodbye. And they got out there and they discovered they can't do it by themselves. Amen. We had covered some of those things last week, glory to God. And I just wanted to look at what the Bible says pride is, glory to God. Because the Bible says, glory to God, that pride will bring a man low. In Proverbs 29:23, it says that pride will bring a man low. Amen. Glory to God. You don't want to be brought low. Amen. It also says that God hates pride. Proverbs 8:13. Let's look at that for just a second. Proverbs 8:13 says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate." God says he hates pride. He hates arrogance. Amen? And that right there would be enough, glory to God, to want you to be delivered from pride. Amen? Glory to God. And then in Proverbs 13:10, it says, "Only by pride comes contention, cometh contention." Amen? Glory to God. And when we start looking up these words, arrogancy, when we look up the word pride in what that means in the concordance, we discovered that the word pride means arrogance, a swelling, haughtiness. You have an inflated view of your own importance and who you think you are. Amen. The concordance definition for arrogancy means pomp or proud. Contention out of the concordance means contention means a quarrel or debate or strife, because the Bible says that only by pride cometh debate or quarrels or strife. Amen. And then when I looked up the word pride in the dictionary, it says pride is an inordinate self-esteem, conceit, unduly favorable idea of one's own appearance, advantages, achievements, or knowledge. Amen. An unduly favorable idea of one's own advantages or achievements or knowledge or appearance. And then I looked up pride in another dictionary. It says pride is a lofty and often arrogant assumption of superiority in some area. See, you can't listen to anybody when you're full of pride, because you assume that you're superior. You know more than they know, or you got the answer, or you know the answer, or you've studied this, or you're just a bag of potato chips anyway. You're just so wonderful. You have all the answers. You know all the answers, because that's what arrogance mainly means, that you're a know-it-all. You know everything. No one can tell you anything. Amen? And the Bible says that pride will bring a man low. Amen? When you think you know it all. It's wonder. And the Bible says that God hates pride. Why? Because a person full of pride, they won't consult God. Why consult God when I already know what to do, how to do it? I don't need to. Listen, I don't need to fast and pray. I already know how to take care of this. I don't need to listen to no pastor, no teacher, nobody, no elders, nobody older than me, because I got that. I know how to do that. I don't need to listen, and I know what I'm talking about. And the Bible says that God hates that. Amen? Glory to God. I'm telling you, I have seen this myself. I've experienced it and seen it, where a person in pride, it actually blinds them. They literally can't see an address. They're looking for a store or an address. The store is right in front of them, and they literally can't see it because they're so puffed up. The blood pressure is elevated, and they're so telling themselves, "I know what I'm talking about. I got this." They don't settle down and just look. You know, even when I've even had this experience, I'll be looking for something, and I don't find it. I don't see it. And I'll ask the Holy Spirit, "Holy Spirit, you humble yourself, and you say, 'Holy Spirit, show me where my keys are,' or something." And they could be right there, but you don't see it because you're so full of, you know where you put it, you know where it is, you know this, you know that. I've seen people walk past stores that they were looking for. The store was right there, But because they were puffed up, you know, I heard this saying, and I use it often in my own life. It says to go fast, row slowly. And when I first heard it, I thought it was a contradiction, because I said, wow, if you want to go fast, you should row fast. But the saying says, that proverb says, to go fast, row slowly. And when you think about it, what it's saying is, when just calm down. See, because when you want to go fast, you tend to forget something, or you make a mistake, or you rush it and mess it up and have to start all over again. When if you just calm down and row slowly, the idea is accuracy is more important than speed. If it's really, 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 really important, then you want to be right on the beam. You want to be right on point. And to do that, you need to just calm yourself and row slowly. And you'll find, okay, you may not get there quite as fast as if you rowed furiously. You might get there a minute faster, but how many times have you run out of the house? You know, they got that commercial on TV where this couple is rushing to work. It's a man and a woman, and they got the little boy, their baby, in their arms. And they're going real fast, real fast. They run out the door because both of them have to get to work. And they jump in the car and drive away. And then the camera takes a shot to the driveway that they just drove out of. And one of the little baby's shoes is in the driveway. See, they were going so fast, they didn't even know that they dropped the baby's shoe on the driveway. But they were gone. They were in the car going fast, 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 fast. Well, pride is something like that. You get puffed up, and believe me when I tell you, you can overlook something. So, really, to go fast, row slowly. Tell yourself, use that in your repertoire of knowledge, because I often, particularly when it's something critical, when it's something real critical, your flesh is telling you, go fast, go fast, go fast. Tell yourself to go fast, row slowly. And one of the things that you will do to help you to row slowly and get success, because you're rowing slowly, you take the time to ask the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, help me. Show me, am I leaving anything behind? Am I forgetting anything? Now, see, that's a humble attitude. That's the opposite of pride. The Bible says pride will bring a man low. I ain't got to check nothing. I know what I'm doing. Let's go. We're going right now. Bam! And then left 20 things. And you're halfway to work and all this traffic. And you remember, you forgot your wallet. You forgot your briefcase. You forgot your lunch. You forgot the keys. You forgot this. You got to turn around and go all the way. When if you'd have took your time, if you'd have humbled yourself, humble is the way. I'm telling you, humble is the way. You get more done. Well, why are you getting more done being humble? Why don't you just get in and go get it, get it? Yeah, that sounds like that's right. But when you're humble and you ask God, you know God can do in a few minutes what would take you hours to do, fumbling and bumbling and fumbling. God can do in 5 minutes what would take you hours and hours and hours. Why? Because you keep messing up. You keep messing up. So you got to go back and do it over. When if you just settle down, humble is the way. I'm telling you, you get more done with God's help than being arrogant. I know what I'm doing. Can't nobody tell. Get out of my way. I know what I'm. Boom! And you gone. Amen? And you forgot everything. But you on your way, and then can't nobody tell you to slow down. Amen? Glory to God. Well, beloved, I'm right here at a commercial. I'll be right back. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we're going to go into some more things about pride. We talked last week, we said pride will destroy you because it makes you think you can do more than you're capable of. It causes you to become arrogant. Pride can destroy you because you're no longer in reality. You're in your own world. Pride gives you an inflated view of yourself, and pride destroys you because when you're full of pride, you don't take the necessary precautions and preparations. Amen. If you're a boxer, you're up against somebody and you figure, well, I don't even have to go into training and prepare for this guy because he's no good. And that guy is practicing hard because he knows he's in the fight of his life. But because you're the champion, you figure, I don't even need to train. I don't need to eat right or do nothing. I don't need to do the road work because I could beat this guy with both hands tied behind my back. And you get in that ring, and after the third round, you're panting, and the guy knocks you out because you haven't made the necessary pride told you you didn't need to do nothing. You could do it all, amen? The other thing about pride that causes men to be brought low, the Bible says pride will bring a man low. You take men like Hitler or anybody, any despotic ruler, and you see it all through history. The one thing that causes them to trip up, and that is they never consider what God's plans are. They have their own plans, but they never can. God is not in any of their thoughts. He's not in any of their plans. But if Hitler would have just thought, just for a few moments, it would have came to him. There's nowhere in the Bible or nowhere I've ever heard of where God ordained that all the Jews would be destroyed off the earth. See, rulers and all the things that they do, they make these grand plans and they pull out their maps. They feel so important. It's a big rush, a power rush, to think that they have the world in their hands. They got armies to play with. They got this. They got that. And then they get out there and the stuff doesn't work. And for the life of them, they can't figure out why it didn't work because they made meticulous plans. And they just knew that they were going to do whatever it is they thought they were going to do. Why did they fail? Because time and time again, they never considered that's not God's plans. If God wants someone, has an end time assignment for somebody, and somebody else wants to eliminate that person, they'll never eliminate the person. Why? Because it's not God's plan for that person not to be on the earth at a particular time. God wants that person at a particular time, at a particular place, and that's what he means. And if he has to move other people out the way, he'll do it. Amen? Glory to God. Even in the America, General Cornwallis, he had thousands of British regulars, thousands of British troops. They were supposed to win that war. Why didn't they win it? Because God wanted to establish the eagle, or America, and its symbol, the eagle, is in the book of Revelation, and America has an end time assignment. It wasn't in God's plans for America to be wiped out. So Cornwallis could have had 10 times the amount of soldiers that he had. He could not have won the American Revolution because it wasn't in God's plans. Goliath, it was impossible for Goliath to win when he went up against David. Why? Because God had ordained David to be king. How could he be king if he got slain by Goliath? Amen? And it's the same thing with your life, beloved. God has something for you to do. He has an assignment for you. And until that assignment is completed, glory to God, nothing's going to happen to you because God's going to take care of you. Amen? How many times did you almost drown in that pool? or you almost gotten an argument with someone, that thing could have got out of hand. The guy go in his truck and get his pistol, and that's the end of you, except God was in it and did nothing happen. God kept you from being wiped out. Amen? Glory to God. So one of the things, a reason why pride brings people low, they make all these lofty plans. But every single one of them, time after time after time, they fail because they never consider what God's plans are. They have no consideration of God or his plans. In fact, most of them high and lofty people, they become atheists. Why do they become atheists? Why is it that the rich and the powerful and the rulers are atheists? They have to be, because how can I run my plans and rule over the people and have my way and live luxuriously and get all the wealth for me and mine? How am I going to do that if I'm going to get saved and find out about that Jesus is Lord, and I have to submit to Jesus and to God and the Bible? I don't want to submit to the Bible. I want everybody to submit to me. So they know that it's incompatible with them ruling. They don't want God to rule. They want to rule. So the only way they can rule is to put the word out in schools and over the media. There's no God. There's no. Listen to me. Listen to your government. Listen to us. Listen to us. Don't listen to God now, because don't God. No, you don't want to go. You don't want him to rule over you. You want us to rule over you. Amen. So they have to convince men that there is no God. Amen. But humility always considers God. Humility always asks for God's help. Amen. When you find an arrogant person, a person full of pride, they're not thinking about God or asking for his help. An arrogant person, wow, they're full of themselves. They know it all. Why ask God if I know it all? I mean, I don't have to. Why should I ask God? I already know the answer. It's a waste of time to ask God. Amen? Glory to God. But you find that humility always considers God. It always asks for God's help because it realizes true humility. Now, some people, they have what's known as a false humility, and that is they think humility is putting down themselves. Oh, I'm just a worm. I ain't nobody. I don't have any power. I can't do nothing. I don't know. I'm just a worm. That's not true. That's not true. The Bible says that ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen? Glory to God. The Bible says, behold, Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Humility isn't putting yourself down and thinking of yourself as nothing, low self-esteem. You're a worm. That's false humility. That's not true humility. True humility is accepting that God is God, that you are a servant and a son or a daughter of God. Amen? And that without God, you can do nothing. But with God, you can do all things, and I mean you can do all things. I mean there's nothing that's impossible. Now, but you have to believe. You have to come to a place where in your believing that you absolutely believe this, and you believe it so that it activates and works for you, because the word of God that you believe is the word of God that will work for you. So if you really know that you can, when Jesus says you can do all things, you don't go around saying, I can't do nothing. I'm just a worm. I don't have any power. That's not pleasing to God. God is not pleased with pride, but he's also not pleased with false humility. I ain't nothing. Yes, you are. The Bible says that you're God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. You're somebody in God. You're a son of the living God. Amen. Glory to God. And in him, you can have and do all things. Amen. Glory to God. But humility believes the Bible. Amen. Arrogance says, yeah, I know what the Bible says, but I say so and so and so. Yeah, I heard you. I know what that old Bible says, but I think it's like this. My daddy told me it's like this. And our family has always been like that. See, that's arrogance. But humility, you come to the place where you believe the Bible. Amen? Glory to God. And pride will destroy you because you'll no longer listen to anyone, including the Bible. Amen? Including the Bible. You'll get to the place where you won't even listen to the Bible. And think about it. Just think about it. If you won't believe the Bible, how are you going to get saved? How are you going to be reconciled to God? How are you going to be regenerated, receive the life of God into your spirit, and become a new creature in Christ Jesus? If you won't listen to nobody, if you know it all, and I'm trying to tell you about Jesus, and you say, well, that ain't my tradition. I don't believe that. I don't believe that stuff. That's just man wrote that. No. Humble yourself. Amen. Listen to Proverbs 15:22. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed. I just want to be rich. I don't want none of that. Don't tell me that rich, that religious stuff. I just want to be rich. Yeah, that's what you want. But without counsel, the Bible says without counsel, purposes are disappointed. Amen. Glory to God. You won't listen to anybody. Amen. So when someone comes and tells you about that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come unto the Father but by him. Amen. Glory to God. If you listen, if you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, and you can do that right now. You can do that right now. If you're listening to me and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you might have heard of him, but you don't know him as Lord. You don't know him as Savior. Glory to God. Your life is, I mean, you all this coronavirus and all this that's happened on the streets in Minneapolis and all these other things, maybe you're at a high level of stress, or maybe you're having anxiety, or maybe you've been laid off. A gentleman that I was talking to just yesterday got laid off from his work, and he said, from his job, and he said, the only place for me, if I can't pay my rent and I can't pay my child support, they're going to come get me and throw me in jail because I can't pay my child support. And he was in all kinds of mental trouble. Amen. Glory to God. And so if you're going through tonight, if you don't know, glory to God, what you're going to do, glory to God, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. The Bible is right, and it has the answers for you. If you're having anxiety attacks, or you can't sleep, or your life is a mess, let Jesus be the Lord of your life. Amen? And he can lead and guide you into a better life. Now, becoming a Christian and accepting Jesus as your Savior does not exempt you from life. Your problems are still going to come. Situations and circumstances are still going to happen. But the difference is you got somebody to help you. You got help. Amen? You can call upon the name of the Lord, and he'll come and help you. There's millions of Christians that will testify and tell you that that is so. Amen? When they called on God, God changed things. God turned things around. Amen? To the place where people often say that prayer changes things. Amen? And that's true. But really, it's God that changes things. Amen? Glory to God. But their praying caused that change to come about. Amen? So if you're in anxiety or you don't know what to do, maybe you lost your job and you're at your wit's end, you don't know what to do, call on Jesus. Call on Jesus, glory to God. Ask Jesus to save you. Ask Jesus to save your situation, glory to God. Ask Jesus to turn that thing around. He can make a way out of no way. Yes, you might have lost your job, but guess what? That ain't the only job. There's millions of other jobs. Amen? The Lord can, by circumstances, lead you to another job, and he can do it tomorrow if you'll believe it. If you'll believe it, and all you have to do is repent. What that mean, Pastor? Repent is speaking to mindset. Change your mind about the way you've been living. If you've been doing things that you're not proud of, if you've been doing things that if you've been sinning, glory to God, change your mind about that and decide, I'm not going to do that no more. I was going for myself, and I messed up. My life was messed up. I'm going to change my mind. I think I'll go with God. I think I'll ask God to take control of my life and turn my life around. And if you want to know God and let him turn your life around, take over from all of this anxiety and troubles and circumstances, ask God, pray with me right now, in fact. Pray this prayer with me right now, if you will. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I've sinned against you. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to forgive me of all of my sins, all of my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart, come into my life. Save me, Lord Jesus. Save me from the situations I'm in. Save my soul. I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. Save me, Lord Jesus. And I receive you right now as my Lord and Savior. And I thank you for it. Amen and amen and amen. Glory to God. And I can tell you that the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Well, I'm over time. I got to go. I love you in Christ Jesus. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and never have